This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. You're on the Escape Pod with, or I should say the Escape Hour, shouldn't I? There's a bit of a faux pas. We were the Escape Pod, we were Cravings, and now we're the fantastic Escape Hour. That's right. Food and travel show. I'm Russ, and sitting across from me is the lovely, the handsome, the gorgeous Tad Lombardo. How are you, Tad?
I'm well. How about you?
Fabulous.
I know. Yeah. Another Saturday. Here we are. Sun's out in Melbourne, which is unusual this time of year.
It's a stunning day out there. I'm very happy to be alive, as they say.
Yeah, me too.
How's this week been? We're not going to talk about Margaret today. We're over Margaret
and her
big mouth.
Yeah, she's just...
We will mention Martina, though. She's gorgeous, that Martina Navratilova.
Did you read her open letter?
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really relevant and said it all.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's something that, put people in their place. You know, there's a lot of, still on social media, a lot of people saying, oh, well, Margaret has the right to her opinion and that kind of stuff. And yes, she does. But again, like we said last week, if we were all on an equal playing field, which we are not, that's one thing. But what she has to say and what she continues to say is damaging to a lot of people. And that's the part that there are consequences. And I think that's what Martina was trying to get that point across. And she did so very well that, you know, she has a right to say what she has to say. But she also has to understand that there are consequences to what she says.
Well, and, you know, I just don't see why she is so surprised that she's being bullied.
I don't agree it's bullying. It's just people standing up and saying there's no time. This is not the time or place for that sort of comment.
Well, and you're right. I mean, it's...
We've evolved. She hasn't.
That's 2017.
Yeah. Get over it.
Yeah, exactly right. So I am... we vote for Martina.
I do.
And we'd like, an Yvonne Goolagong...
Absolutely.
Arena.
Yep. Absolutely.
I can't get Tina Arena out of my head. It's just going on and on.
She didn't play tennis, though. So.
So that Malaysian Airlines flight this week looked kind of interesting. Oh, that poor airline.
I know. But, you know, I think it goes to show, too, though, that in a situation that was presented itself, their people are well-trained. And you know, that situation, they got help from the passengers, which would any airline would have done that. Any of the flight crew would have asked for help. And I think it's... one of those things that once they landed, obviously there was a conjecture about, you know, they were on the tarmac for so long before the plane was stormed, and, you know, who knows what right or wrong about that. But the fact is the plane landed safely, and that's the important thing.
I was laughing. There was some video release that I heard of one of the passengers, and I absolutely adored this. It was so Aussie. It wasn't funny because, you know, the supposed, you know, accused bomber said, you know, I'm going to fucking blow up this plane. And then all you can hear is this Australian bloke saying, no, you're fucking not, mate.
But it was funny, a few of the reports too, you know, this lady got off the plane and you know, obviously the media puts a microphone in her face and she's like, we're Australians, we don't put up with that.
That's exactly what I heard as well. I thought it was fantastic. It couldn't get any more Aussie than that, could it? Someone's just showing a po-faced Margaret caught in the window of our studio at the moment. And yeah, that's exactly what we feel about Margaret. Thank you, Paul. To this day, I find it, not wanting to plug any particular airline because we don't enjoy, but, Malaysian Airlines, I think they've done their penance. You know, they had a terrible year a few years back. Yeah. Much of it was nothing to do with their planes or the safety of the airline itself. I mean, the one that was shot out of the sky wasn't their fault, and the one that has gone missing and is still missing, obviously a rogue pilot who knows? We don't know what the outcome of that is. But, you know, I still get people coming to our travel agency and they'll turn around, they'll say, I'll fly any airline but Malaysian. And it's time to move on with that crap, I think. You know, they're a good airline. They've got a new CEO. All of their planes into and out of Melbourne are brand new. I was actually more interested in looking at the interior of the plane when they were doing all of the news articles about the bomber, because I thought, wow, look how nice that plane looks. Yeah. I thought, well, I might have to give them a go. And I have given them a go over the past couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. But obviously they're crew training is what it should be, and the situation was handled the way it should have been handled, and because of that, the plane landed safely and nobody was injured.
And the question to be asked is, why was that guy released from a mental institution, allowed to go and buy an airline ticket half an hour later and end up at the airport?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy times.
And the circumstances behind him, you know, and doing what he was doing, and obviously he's unwell and he needs to be looked after because of that, but I
just wonder with that sort of stuff. I know the Premier was on radio that night or the next day saying, you know, we don't want to chase these people away, you know, we want people to tell us about their mental illness and come forward so we can look after them. But whose care was he released into? We've got all these question marks around it. But anyway, it's just life in the big city these days.
Exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, but everything, you know, ended safely, and that's the important thing.
Exactly. Now, Ted, there's all these new airlines that have got Melbourne on the... our city is amazing. It's fantastic. And they have decided that they're going to fly direct flights out of here.
Which is great.
We're the winners, which is absolutely awesome. We've got direct flights out of here to Hong Kong starting in a couple of weeks' time with Virgin. South America is right happening there with direct flights from Melbourne to Santiago with LATAM.
Yep.
Vancouver and Canada. We've got direct flights out of Melbourne to Vancouver with Air Canada, and good old Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam is being looked after with direct flights with Jetstar. So we're being well looked after here.
Yeah, a lot of good options. And you know, because like South America, you'd always have to stop in New Zealand, and it just adds time to the trip. And you know it's going to be a long trip anyway, but a few hours here and there that you can save makes a big difference.
Absolutely. You know? And you'll be pleased to hear with, you know, Qantas's double daily from here to LA starting in November. So when you go home to visit family in the good old US of A.
That's right.
Which will be good. Which will be very exciting. So that should be good.
And there's this whole new sort of thing of airlines trying to vie for the longest flight. I think United Airlines now is saying flying from, I don't know if it's New York to Singapore is going to be the longest flight, something like that, so that they're going to start doing that apparently. But I think currently it's Qatar Airlines is between Auckland and Doha.
That's the longest one. And then Qantas is going to take over that with their Perth London. So.
Exactly. So that'll all just, you know, go to hell anyway.
Now, quickly, before we go to our guests, have you ever been on a Love Boat cruise?
I have.
Yeah. You've been on one of these gay cruises?
Not the gay cruise, no, but I've been on the Love Boat.
Oh,
yeah. Princess Cruise Line.
That's a beautiful cruise line, Princess. It really is.
Many years ago, though.
I just wanted to read out the destinations that the cruise lines are going to. There are two American companies that operate these fantastic gay and lesbian cruises, and they are absolutely... The one thing that I adore about going on these ships is you go on and being a member of the GLBTI community is the norm.
Yep.
So it couldn't be a more separate place to the world we live in to go on board, and everyone's gay and lesbian, everyone's accepted, and it's just so good to be on board these ships. So
have you been on one?
I've been on four of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the dress-up nights are an extravaganza themselves. I have to take a crate of costumes with me because I want to look the part. You know, we all went on a Middle Eastern cruising and got all dressed up as Aladdin from I Dream of Genie. That was fantastic.
Cool.
And they have tea dances where you've got to get dressed up in your army gear. And it's certainly very, very exciting. And there's dances every night. And you every cabin, you have to decorate your cabin door, and then you put a photo of yourself up there, and you leave a yellow post-it pad so people can write down their name and cabin number, so you can have a little rendezvous at the end of the evening. Yeah, so it's all everything's thought of, if you know what I mean. So the girls next year can go to these places, which sounds really exciting. They can go to Alaska, Iceland, Italy, Caribbean, or Greece. So that's
Caribbean or Caribbean.
There you go. Now you're American.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it?
Well, I'd say Caribbean.
And what do I say? Caribbean.
Caribbean, it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Same place.
We've got a lovely market here in Melbourne called the Caribbean Gardens, you might have heard of.
I have, yeah.
And when I was a young travel agent, I had somebody come into our office and they said, oh, we'd like to go to the Caribbean Gardens, and I got out all these cruise brochures. They thought, you are too weird for words.
Yeah, that's right.
The boys next year are off to Alaska, a Danube River cruise, Mexico, New Zealand.
Makes sense.
The Mediterranean or Northern Europe. So, you know, and you're a huge cruising fan. You love it, don't you?
I do. I do like a good cruise. And one of the best cruises I've done was the French and Italian Riviera.
Did you enjoy that?
Loved it. Oh. Loved it. And it was on a smaller ship, so it would stop in all the smaller ports that the big ships couldn't get into.
How fantastic.
So like Portofino, you know, all those cool places that are really amazing. And it just added a whole other level of you know, personality to the trip, because we're able to get into the smaller destinations.
Which are always often right in the heart of town, so you don't have to worry about airports and all.
Exactly. No, it was really good. And a beautiful, beautiful ship. It was actually at the time the largest sailing ship in the world. It was on I forget which carrier it was, but it was incredible. It was really amazing.
I laugh. You know, we're almost at the end of that era where people think that only old ladies from the Blue Room set go on cruises. Quite the opposite,
yeah,
let me tell
it
you.
It is, yeah.
If you're looking for a good time with a sailor, you need to go on a cruise ASAP.
That's it.
All right. Thank you for listening this week. This is The Escape Hour.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.